I am so sleepy. And so we're going to take care of that. And this is the way it really should be each Sunday afternoon, that we have all the shades open. It really helps a lot better. And we try to keep it nice and cool in here. If anybody's too cold, then that's good. You'll stay awake. And including me, I'll try to stay awake here. Next Sunday, actually this Wednesday, my wife and I will be headed to Greenville, South Carolina, to visit our newest grandson and his parents. But we'll be there in South Carolina really to help Carissa. Juanita's very good at being a good mother-in-law and helping out. And so we'll be gone from Wednesday to Wednesday. We'll not be here next Sunday. I always hesitate saying that because when the cat's gone, what? Yeah, the mice play. And it's true. It's true. You mice, you know, you just... I know you're supposed to be called sheep, but sheep do what mice do. And I'm telling you now, don't do that. Be here. Be faithful. Hear the word of God as it's preached. Brother Dave's preaching next Sunday. Brother Brad's taking care of some things while I'm gone. And I just trust that you'll be here. I've read where you had a king in the Bible who, when he was very young, followed the high priest. And as the Bible says, as long as the high priest lived, he did that which was right. When he was gone, he did what most Baptist churches do. Not when the king's gone, but when the pastor's gone. And so I really urge you to be faithful in being here next Sunday and on the Wednesday nights that we're gone. Job, in your Bibles, please. Job chapter 2. I think you would agree with me that some bad things happened to Job, would you not? I think you would also agree that you would never want those things to happen to you. But some of these things, in one form of a combination or another, have happened to many people. Bad things, things we consider bad, negative, financial things, health things, family issues, things that are negative, election results for all of us. And our initial response is perhaps anger, disbelief. And then our next response is, what am I going to do? There is a foolish response. And that foolish response is to get mad at God and give up or just stay mad at him. Job's wife said it this way, curse God and die. Job 2:9. Honey, just curse God and then die. Men, what would you do if your wife said that? Let's just curse God and die. But she didn't say let, she said you. And this is after Job had already endured so much affliction. I mean, it was bad what happened to him, his family, his health. But then on top of that, to be told that, our response should be Job's, and this is what I want you to look at. It's Job 2:10. But he said unto her, thou speakest as one of the foolish women speaketh. What? Shall we receive good at the hand of God, and shall we not receive, out loud please?
Evil.
Okay, now, when you look at that word evil, you're thinking, you mean God is the one who gives that which is good. Does God give that which is evil? Here it says he does. But I want us to look at that word evil in just a moment. Finish the verse. In all this did not Job sin with his lips. Here's my point this afternoon. Both good and bad come from God. Both the good and the bad. Solomon put it this way in Ecclesiastes 7:14, in the day of prosperity be joyful, but in the day of adversity consider, God also hath set the one over against the other. And so you could almost put it this way. Job could have said it the way Solomon said it. Shall we receive prosperity at the hand of God, and shall we not receive adversity? We understand that God gives us what's good, but in the King James it says, evil. Does sin or moral evil originate with God? You know, James 1:13 says, let no man say when he is tempted, I am tempted of God, for God cannot be tempted with evil, neither tempteth he any man. Evil does not come from God when it's talking about sin or moral evil. But the word used here for evil in its context has the idea of that which is negative, that which is bad. It's not the word evil. What is the opposite of good? If we were to say, okay, you've got that which is good and that which is, here it says evil, but we would typically say that which is good and that which is bad. And that is the exact opposite here. The Hebrew word does not necessarily mean something that is morally evil or sinful, but something negative. Adversity. Good is prosperity. Bad, adversity. A hurricane could be a bad storm, a tornado, an earthquake, as in Turkey. The tsunami I just found out that was taking place in Alaska today, a mini tsunami. I didn't read the details, but there's bad things, negative things that happen. And we might say, man, that was a wicked storm. Does that mean that you're calling it an evil, a morally evil storm? No, you're saying that was a tremendously bad storm. And the word evil has that idea in this context. In Jeremiah, you may remember this. You may remember it because of the word the King James uses. It talks about God is saying, what do you see in this basket, Jeremiah? He says, I see some naughty figs. And as a kid, I'm reading, I'm going, naughty figs? My mom and dad call me naughty. When my mom and dad call me naughty, they're meaning I'm bad. And that's the word there. And it's interchanged with another word right there in the King James, evil. So the King James calls those figs both naughty and evil. The idea, they're bad figs. You don't want to eat them. They're bad. 2 Kings 2:19, the word that's translated here, evil, is translated not, N-A-U-G-H-T, which means contaminated. In 1 Samuel 10:19, it's translated adversities. In Nehemiah 2:17, it's translated distress. All of those give us the idea of what Job is saying to his wife. Shall we accept the prosperity from God and not the adversity? God himself says what you read in Isaiah 45. And I would encourage you to turn there. I've got my marker in there, so I'm going to go ahead and read it for the sake of time. Isaiah 45, verse 5, I am the Lord, and there is none else. There is no God beside me. I girded thee, though thou hast not known me, that they may know from the rising of the sun and from the west that there is none beside me. I am the Lord, and there is none else. Verse 7 is where I want you to see the comparison. I form the light and create darkness. I make peace and create what? God is the creator of evil then? I, the Lord, do all these things. So people get the wrong idea when they read this. They say, God's the creator of evil. No, again, in the context, the word evil can mean adversity. Something negative. Something bad. I like what Talbert says in his book, Not by Chance. He says, evil here then refers to the opposite of peace. Namely, conflict. Distress. Calamity. We often assume that all good things come from God and all bad things come from Satan. That is false. That is a false and unbiblical assumption that gives Satan far too much credit and attributes to him more power, far more power, than he actually possesses. And yet that's what we're tempted to think. Had Job, you can answer this question, had Job done something wrong to deserve this evil? No. God himself acknowledges Job's character in the very first verse of the book. there was a man in the land of Uz whose name was Job. That man was perfect, upright, one that feared God, eschewed evil. And that same thing is repeated in chapter 2 and verse 3. Here was a very good man. Let me ask you this. Do you and I deserve the evil that's in the White House right now? Maybe. Perhaps not, but the fact that such a man is there, who's wicked, godless, corrupt, perverted, is a Job 23:10 opportunity. When thou hast tried me, I shall come forth as gold. This could be a tremendous refining opportunity for the church. That in this time of trial and tribulation and negativity and adversity, God refines his church. COVID did that very well. It really exposed people for who and what they are. So the key to reacting, this has come from Talbert's too, the key to reacting with a right spirit when things seem to go wrong is to cultivate a right sense of humility for all of God's continuous, undeserved goodness while things are going well. We accept the prosperity. That's from God. Praise the Lord. God is so good. I rarely hear people say, you know, things have really gone bad this week. God is so good. But really, to be consistent, that's what we would say. I'm not going to say you need to say that, because then you would expect me to say that. And when you're going through it, that's not what you want to say. But the fact of the matter is God good in times of adversity? He is. But when you're going through it, and I'm not telling you to tell somebody who's going through adversity, hey, God is good, isn't he? He is. But at that moment, you're in such an emotional state, a mental state, that you cannot process that. Talbert goes on to say somewhere else, some assume that their wealth or success is an evidence of God's approval of their ministry or manner of life. Paul describes such people as, quote, supposing that gain is godliness, and warns us to keep our distance from them. Yeah, when things go well, man, God must approve. Look how big our church is. Man, this is great. God's really approving. I've told you of the time that guy when we just built this church, it was beautiful, building brand new, still is. Somebody came to me and says, man, you must be doing what's right. Look how nice your building is. And I said, there's a nicer building right up the street. It's the Mormon church. Just because you find a nice building does not mean it's God's approval. And a lot of the beautiful things that people build today that are really dedicated more to Satan than they are to God, you would say, wow, God's approving. No. Just because of that doesn't mean that God's approving. May we not speak as one of the foolish women speaketh in our time of adversity and calamity. You know, Job's wife didn't even know it, but what she urged her husband to do is exactly what Satan twice predicted he would do. Satan's the one who told God, do this to him and he'll curse you. And then Job's wife says that. There will be some who will urge us to do the same thing during our bad times, often because they're bitter against God. But may it be said of us as it was of Job, in all this did Job not sin with his lips. I was reading a preacher who once said this, when life is difficult, it's easy to give up, but giving up is the worst thing we can do. A professor of history said, if Columbus had turned back, nobody would have blamed him. But no one would have remembered him either. And he made this statement that I thought, wow, this is so good. If you want to be memorable, sometimes you have to be miserable. God may not answer your prayer as you want him to, but he answers. And when he doesn't pray the way you want him to, Is that the time to give up? I close with this from Romans 12:12. Rejoicing in hope, patient in tribulation, that word's trials, adversity, continuing instant in prayer. Romans 12:12. Lord, we have such a tremendous